I was sitting with God yesterday. I'm at the office, and I was literally going, God, what do you want to speak to your people about? And this sermon's like a transparency. Like, what I'm preaching about is me on paper in this current season that I'm in at the moment. Because I don't know where, because I don't, like, I... God shows me things, but I don't know where you are personally with God. But if I could be honest with you, it's been a struggle. It hasn't been a struggle because something bad has happened. It's been a struggle because of life. Can I get an amen? Struggles don't always happen because of something big, nor is it because of the devil. I think we give too much credit to the enemy. We think the struggles that we face is because of the enemy or for whatever reason, but sometimes the struggles that we go through is just life. Nothing spiritual, it's just sometimes just life. And for me personally, if I could be honest, it's been a struggle to keep focused and to keep motivated. The only reason why I'm being transparent is so that you can see I'm human too. That though I'm the pastor of Hills NZ, though I'm that, I'm still human and I'm still being saved by a Savior every single day. A title doesn't separate me from you. The title actually just pushes me to be more accountable to God. Are you right? And so whatever the struggle that I've been facing, and whatever struggle that you've been facing maybe, can I tell you this, that the struggle's been real. And so I want to ask you, can we be real this morning, church? Can you go to your neighbor and say, can I be real with you this morning? And then go to the other neighbor, say, can I be real with you this morning? And then respond back to the neighbor, say, yes, you can. And then tell the other neighbor, yes, you can. Because sometimes, let's be honest, sometimes we as a church need to give permission to each other to be honest. Church has this, and you know this, you know my heart about church, like sometimes we've just become too religious and put on the facade of life saying, everything's good. God's good. Yes, we know God's good. God's good every day. Whether you believe that or not, God's good. But can we just be honest? Can we allow each other to be honest? Because sometimes being honest with each other and bearing each other's burdens actually alleviates pressure. I want to share this truth. Being saved doesn't mean being saved from going through struggles. Can I say that again? Being saved, meaning you received Christ into your life, doesn't mean that you're going to be safe from struggles. Being saved doesn't mean being safe from certain situations. And being saved doesn't mean no more hardship. But the miracle is today is that you made it to church this morning. I got here at 7 o'clock this morning. And the only reason why I got here at 7 o'clock is because it's been a struggle. So the way I get out of struggle is force myself to do something that I don't want to do. So I got up at 6:30, got up and came to the house of God and started setting up. Didn't tell anybody, just came. Why? Because I had to push myself out of the struggle. I could have chose not to be here. But the thing is, I had to push myself out of the struggle. And for me, today is a miracle. Maybe today, you turning up today is a miracle. I see my brother Lee. Yeah, it's a miracle. I don't know what you've been through. But can we just be honest with ourselves this morning and be honest with God's Spirit and say, God, I've been struggling this week. And so the word of today, that the message that I'm going to bring to us today, and the title I've named it is, We Who Endure. So I've just been honest and transparent about the struggles, just feeling struggle, lack of motivation, just life pitting me down and feeling my back's against the wall. But I, on the opposite end, I'm like, God's called us to be people who endure. The word endure means to remain firm under suffering. Who's suffering? Anyone suffering this week? Yeah. But you made it here today. So you are one who endures. That you remain firm in who you believe, which is Jesus Christ, to be here this morning. Are you guys right this morning? We are people who endure. In Matthew 24:13, it says, But he who endures to the end shall be saved. Matthew 24, I have to bring this into context because I am taking scripture, but I want to bring context to this chapter. Matthew 24 is Jesus talking to the disciples about the end times and his second coming. That's what chapter 24 is about. Jesus then issues a warning that many of those who thought themselves to be followers will be exposed, and their true spiritual state will be exposed to the world, and they'll choose to walk away from God. That's what God's talking about in Matthew 24. And Christ in this story, in Matthew 24, is reminding us to endure to the end. So me taking the scripture is great, but I want you to understand the whole context. The whole context is talking about Christ coming back. But I think it's applicable for all our life, not just about the second coming. And so Christ is reminding us this morning, church, to endure to the end. A quick story time. This week I had a good catch up with one of the pastors here in the valley, Pastor Royce. Royce? Too many R's. Pastor from the Baptist. And we were having a good talk. We talk about random things. Like, if you were a fly in the wall, you'll be surprised about the discussions that we have. Like, we go from personal to real personal, and I'm like, I can't believe this, but that's what we talk about. But I said to him, I was like, hey, do you know how easy it would be just to walk away from all this? That's what I love, being honest with other pastors. And I said to him, do you know how easy it would be just to walk away from all this? And he's like, shh, Jordan, you can't say that. Shh. That's what he said. He did that like jokingly, but he's like, shh, you can't make people can't hear you say that. But I said, honestly, do you know how easy it is just to walk away from all this? Have you ever thought about it? No, are you thinking about it? I bring this up because I could have made an excuse for myself not to endure, to not keep pressing in, to not keep turning up. And you know what? We as people can make excuse after excuse to justify oneself's actions. You know, we're good at justifying ourselves on why we did what we did. Or why we didn't listen to God, we justify to ourselves that it was okay. Nah, no one in here? Oh, come on. You don't justify? Okay, I'll put it like this. Have you ever tried to justify to yourself the reason why you couldn't spend time with Jesus? Or the reason why you couldn't put up your Bible? Or the reason why you couldn't pray? Or the reason why you couldn't turn up to church? Have you tried to justify to yourself before? I know I have. I definitely felt it this week. We justify to ourselves on why we didn't pick up the Bible. Oh God, I've been so busy. Oh, okay, so what have I been up to? Like God's like, I've been doing the same thing. I'm busy. I'm looking after the planet. I'm looking after every living thing. I'm holding everything together, and you're busy doing what? Perspective. God's holding the world and creation in his hands. He's making sure everything works together. If the earth was slightly off, if the sun was slightly off, we'll be all chaos. We'll be dead. No longer life. God's holding everything together for our good. And we're busy what? Working. Perspective. Am I speaking to anyone? By sitting God, like literally sitting God with God yesterday afternoon, I was reminded that God has called his people to endure. It's easy to keep praising Jesus and turning up for Jesus when you are thriving. When you are thriving, it's so easy to turn up for Jesus. It's so easy to turn up to church. It's so easy to serve. Why? Because you're thriving. But what about when times aren't great? What about when life has got you on the ropes? As preachers, I hear it all the time because I've done it before. As preachers, we're like, don't give up. Don't give in. And when I was writing this, I was like, I literally said, as preachers, we say this. That's what I wrote in my thing, just to remind me. As preachers, we do say that. But then I ask myself, but why? You don't question preachers? I question myself. I wrote it down. It's like, I literally was going to say, don't give up, don't give in. And then I'm like, when I wrote it down, it's like, but why? We hear Christians say, oh, don't give up, don't give in. You got this. But why? Because the harder way is God's way. The easy way is going the opposite way. But the only thing is, God's way takes me to eternity of heaven. The other way takes me to hell. Is there any difference? Why shouldn't I give up? Why shouldn't I give in? I want to tell you my personal reason why I shouldn't give up and why I shouldn't give in. For me, I won't give up or give in because I have a conviction in my heart that God is real. I have a conviction in my heart. I don't just have a belief. I have a conviction. I have a conviction in my heart that everything that the Bible says, I believe. Even all the questions or the tension I face when reading the Bible when I don't agree with what the Bible says, even with that tension, I still believe that the Word of God is 100% the Word of God. And because of this conviction, I understand that there is two eternities that I can go to. The eternity where it's in heaven with God, or eternity where God hasn't called us to be. But I also understand this, that I don't only lead myself and my family, I lead a generation behind me. The reason why I bring this up is because we as Christians can be so selfish about ourselves. The struggle, I'm going through the struggle. That's me, I'm struggling, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But forget, there is a generation behind you that needs you to endure. Man, I know the struggle is real. I know, especially through this time, coming up to Christmas, I know like during this time, the enemy attacks, man. The enemy try hits them, why? Because the first half of the year, woohoo, great, yeah, praise Jesus. But he knows if we can't make it to the end, we feel so bad about ourselves and feel so low. And so this is the time where we need to steady up, where we need to put the armor of God on and go, hey, I've got a generation behind me. I need to endure. Now, enduring is not just for my sake, but for every person that is attached to me, which includes you. The reason why I got up at 7 o'clock this morning to come set up, even though when I didn't feel like coming to church this morning, I did it because of you. I didn't actually do it for me, because I didn't want to be here. Hello? That's my flesh. I'm not saying that's not my... I do want to be here. I love you guys. I love coming to church. But sometimes our situation gets to dictate what we do and what we feel. But because of conviction, my feeling doesn't overflow what's in here. It's one good thing to have, like, oh, I believe God. Yeah, I believe the Bible. But once you have a conviction, it doesn't matter what happens, no matter what throws you, no matter what puts you against the wall, you stay in your conviction. Are we okay? Because we are people who endure. Isaiah 43, I love this verse. Let's read it. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burnt, nor shall the flame scorch you. Can we have that? Do we have that verse up? Verse 3? No, verse 3? Oh, verse 2? Okay, you can take that off. When you pass through the waters, listen to this. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burnt, nor shall the flame scorch you. Do you remember how I tell you read every word when it comes to the Bible? Because every word matters. In this, it says, when you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. Do you notice that Isaiah says, when you, not if you? He didn't say, if you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. But he says, when you pass through the waters. There is something significant in that because that's real life. You're going to go through waters. Isaiah's being real. He's not saying if you, because you are going to. Why? Because you're living this life called life. So when you go through waters, I'll be with you. And though through rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through fire, meaning it's not if you're going to walk through fire, you are going to walk through fire. And it tells us this real life scenario of like, you're going to struggle. You're going to go through things. You're going to go through trials and tribulations. But I will be with you. Are we okay? There'll be moments where you need to pass through waters and rivers. There'll be moments where you need to walk through fire. But as you endure, God will be with you. That is not a maybe, that's a guarantee. Because it says, when you go through waters, I will be with you. Not depending on where you are with God. Not depending if you read your Bible this week. Not depending if you prayed to him this week. He said, I'll be with you. I will be with you. And as you endure through it, you'll not be burnt or hurt. The beautiful thing about Isaiah 43, it's not just a statement, it's an action, it's a thought, it's a position. It's an action, a thought, and it's a position. That even though I'm going through this, God will be with me. Even though I'm going to go through fire, God will be with me. I'm not even going to smell like fire. I'm not going to even look like I've been burnt, but I'm going to go through it because God is with me. 2 Corinthians says this, verses 8 to 9. We are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. Who's not crushed this morning? You made it here this morning, you're not crushed. You may be pressed on every side, but you're not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we're not destroyed. Who's been knocked down this week? If you've been knocked down this week, I want to tell you this morning that you haven't been destroyed. You can get back up again. Why? Because God is with you. Because we are being called to be people who endure. Literally, my encouragement today for this week coming up is for us to endure. You know why the worship is getting heavier? It's because the enemy is going to come even heavier. Because we worship to the level of our warfare. So the more worship starts increasing in your life, the more the enemy is going to come after you. This is the reason why the church as a whole is getting hit from all corners. It's the reason why I've been waking up feeling so drained after sleeping. Like I just feel so heavy. I can't explain it to my wife. I can't explain it to my son. I just feel heavy. I just feel the weight of the world on my shoulders, and I don't know why. But I know it's because the enemy's attacking us left, right, and center. And when the church is attacked, I can feel it. And so me standing up here, I'm telling you, I can feel the struggle. But within that struggle, endure. It doesn't matter if you're against the ropes. Take it in. I can picture like a boxing ring, you know? When they go up against the ropes, and you know those movies, and they're like getting in. And you can see like, oh no, he's going to lose. And then all of a sudden, just one moment where they can hit back and they push the person back. We just need that one moment when we're against that ropes. My heart this morning, as we fellowship over food, as we gather and just talk to one another, is to encourage each other just to endure. It's okay. It's okay that you're feeling how I'm feeling. Because I've been feeling it this week. But at the same time, I'm like, you know what, God, even with all these feelings, I'm convicted that you are the Son of God. I'm convicted that even though I'm feeling these ways, and it's so much easier to walk away, but I know you've called me to this journey. And because you've called me to this journey, I'm not going to give up. I want to keep enduring. And I want to encourage you that God's called you to do something significant in this world. And everything in this world may be pushing against you, crushing you from each side. But I want to tell you, as their crushing takes place, beautiful oil comes place. When the crushing happens, oil comes out. When the crushing happens, that's when fine wine comes out. Embrace the crushing, but not embrace it saying, oh, I like the crushing. Oh, man, I get so annoyed when I hear preachers go, just love it. Just enjoy. I don't love the crushing. The crushing, I hate it. But we have to lean in the crushing. Why? Because that's where beautiful perfume comes out. That's where beautiful things come out. And that crushing, we're like, ah. So can I encourage us this morning, church, to endure? You may be going through a battle in your head this morning and throughout this week, and you've been thinking things that are not of God. Maybe things that have been pushing your self-esteem down, maybe pushing your identity to the side. But can I encourage you to get back to the Word of God, speak what the Word of God says, that who you are, and as you speak those things into life, into yourself, keep enduring. Even those thoughts keep coming back, keep speaking the Word of God over your life. Why? Because you keep enduring. If you feel like you want to give up, put some worship music on. That's what I did this morning when I didn't feel like anything. I just put my headphones on and I started setting up and I just started listening to worship music. In my heart, I wanted to worship, but my body couldn't catch up to it. Have you ever felt like that? When your like heart wants to worship, but your body doesn't want to. This is like, But in here, you're like, I just want to worship. I love Jesus. But your body and everything else is saying, no, you don't want to. But you know what? That's when I just keep pressing in. I just pushed it louder and put on more worship music. And I just keep saying, God, this morning, I just surrender my heart to you. My body feels opposite, but my spirit is strong for you. We just got to be people who endure. And every time you feel like not coming and turning up to church, can I encourage you? Endure. Every time you feel like not turning up to Connect Group, endure. Unless you're sick, don't bring your sickness to the Connect Group, okay? If you're going through like struggles of life, embrace it. Not embrace it like, hey, it's a good thing, but embrace it in a way where God helps you transform in here, making this stronger. Endure. Amen? I want to read this one more time and we're going to finish. We are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. If you just want to have this verse put on your wall or something this week, every time you feel like you're pressed on every side, read this verse, 2 Corinthians 4, 8-9. We are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. Can that be our prayer this morning? Can that be our prayer this week? Can that be our prayer for each other? Someone maybe you get knocked down this week, but you pray for them and go, you're going to get back up again. I want to pick you up again. Let's do it again. Let's do it together. That's why the gathering of saints is so important. That's why we don't forsake the gathering of saints. Why? Because if someone gets knocked down, we get to help them get back up. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we just thank you. You're doing a work in us, and you called us to be people who endure. We may be pressed on every side by troubles, but we're not crushed. We may be hunted down by the enemy, but we're never abandoned by you. We may be knocked down, but we'll never be destroyed. Why? Because you're always with us. And so, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, every person that is going through a struggle this week, whether it be the mind or physically or even just home, whatever it may be, Father, we surrender our lives to you right now. We surrender our hearts to you right now. And we just go, God, we're convicted that you are the Son of God. We know that, Lord, Father, you have a plan and purpose for our life. And so we know also that there's a generation behind us that is following us. And so we're going to endure. Why? Because it's worth it. Eternity is worth it. Being with you is worth it. And so, Father, I just thank you for every person under the sound of my voice, even those who are listening online right now. I pray your blessing and I pray your continual favor be poured out upon their lives. We give you honor and give you glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray, all God's people say. Amen, amen, amen. Good.